Morning, you can turn to Psalm 61. This morning, I really do believe that the Lord has a word of encouragement for each of us. I don't know where necessarily you're at. I don't necessarily know what all you might be going through. I don't know what maybe weighs heavy on your heart today, but please listen to me. I really do believe that the Lord has a word of encouragement for you. Regardless of where you're at, regardless of how severe, how big, maybe even how small, what it is that you're going through, that the Lord has a word to lift you up and to strengthen you this morning. And really more maybe than just that, I believe it's a word of invitation that I pray none of us would miss. It's a word of encouragement this morning, but I believe as well, a word of invitation. And I pray even now that you would settle in your spirit, whatever the Lord is inviting me into today. Oh, I say yes before I even hear the invitation. I want what God wants for me. What God is inviting me to, the life that God is inviting me to live, I desperately want that. It's true that Satan and his work was defeated at Calvary's cross. Aren't you glad for that this morning? The devil is already a defeated foe, a conquered enemy. It's true, his fate has been sealed. His final banishment soon to come. According to Revelation 20, he will ultimately be thrown into the lake of burning sulfur to be tormented forever and ever. That is his already determined and declared by God destiny. The devil holds no power over you. He's a defeated foe. He's a conquered enemy. That's true. Unfortunately, so still is this. Presently, the devil is alive and well. He is not bound yet in the lake of burning sulfur. He is roaming throughout this earth. He is by scripture referred to as the prince of this air, the prince of the world. He has influence. Even he has power over much of the activity of this age, and he uses it, and he leverages it all against Christ and against his church, against you and against me. The devil, not yet in that eternal lake of burning sulfur, some of you would say, Pastor, let me tell you about it. I know he's not there because he's been camped in my backyard lately. Because he's right behind me, always whispering over my shoulder. I'll tell you exactly where the devil is at. Let me bring you into the chaos of my home. Let me bring you into the torment of my workplace. Let me bring you into the agony of my sickness. You don't need to tell me where the devil is. I'll tell you where he is. Because he's seeking to even suck the life out of me. And maybe some of us this morning, truth be told, we would say that in fact, he's doing a pretty good job at that. It's a beautiful picture that we get throughout Scripture of what we refer to as the millennial reign of Christ. Can you imagine it? 1,000 years with Jesus as the ruler over this planet. What a glorious time that's going to be. What a marvelous time. How good everything will be then. But in the meantime, the devil and his work, really it's this. All that we would read in Scripture of what Jesus would do, what Jesus would bring to humanity, and even in fact to all of creation under his rule and reign, the devil currently seeks to do everything contrary to that. When Jesus rules, it will be a time of peace. the sword turned to the plowshare, the lion laying down with the lamb. Right now, the devil uses all his power and all under his rule and his authority to do exactly the opposite of that. So no wonder then the animosity in our world today, the anger, the hatred, the discord. It really is true. The devil is the prince of the air, the prince of this world. Do you understand this morning all that the devil is doing? The accusations he brings against you and me day and night, his power, his influence, blinding people to the truth of the gospel. Can I remind you, according to the words of Paul, everything that you see by way of the media, everything that you see by way of society, everything that you see us turning towards and the direction we're moving. Listen, it's not about a president. It's not about a political party. It's not about a justice or a Supreme Court. It's not about a pagan society. It's not about a millennial generation today that knows no respect and knows not the things of God. According to the words of Paul, it's the principalities and the powers of this dark world. It's the devil at work. Don't miss that. I miss it all the time. I can't stand those people. But it's not the people. It's the devil at work. That's what the devil is doing in our society today. Blinding people, stealing, killing, destroying. He's the great enemy of God's people and all that God would desire of and in humanity. And he does prowl around like a roaring, hungry lion, looking for some victim to tear apart. Because the devil is yet on the loose, because in fact he is yet the prince of the air and of this world. It's true then, this world is not safe. It's full of challenges, difficulties, problems. One author writes, some of you discovered that the world wasn't safe early in life. Perhaps you had a parent with mental illness, maybe a friend who betrayed you, took advantage of you. For some, it was a teacher who constantly criticized, a foster care system that failed. The possibilities are so varied and painful, I can hardly write them out. Even beyond the acute traumas, ordinary days can be riddled with the unexpected. Busy streets, traffic, sharp objects, threatening strangers. With each passing year, each step closer to adulthood, a child's fear is confirmed again and again. Danger is everywhere, and hardship cannot be avoided. There's disease, there's conflict, there's terrorism, there's violence, there's chaos, discord, there's injustice, there's death, there's unrelenting fear, there's pain, there's poverty. It really is true. We learn it early. We experience the reality often. This life can be dangerous and terrifying and even, in fact, filled with pain. And all that, because it's so true, we don't really even need the reminder of it. In fact, some of you now wondering, what in the world happened to that great encouraging word we were going to hear today? To consider life, to describe how life is and how life can be with the devil still ruling. It sounds morbid and overwhelming and even horrifying. And it sounds that way because it is that way, except that there is a place of safety, security. No matter the turmoil, no matter the trouble, there's a place of rest and peace, no matter the danger, no matter the terrifying nature, even pain-filled reality of this life. Psalm 91, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's the good news. That's the good word. That's the simple word that I believe God would speak to you and to me today to encourage you, to strengthen you, to breathe life into our spirits, even in the midst of what may very well be for you a most difficult hour. Oh, it's true. It is a most dangerous world that we live in today. But listen to me, in the Lord, we have a refuge like no other. Psalm 9, the Lord is my refuge, the refuge for the oppressed, my stronghold, a stronghold in times of trouble. Psalm 31, in you, O Lord, I've taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me, since you're my rock and my fortress for the sake of your name. Lead and guide me, free me from the trap that is set for me. For you are my refuge. Psalm 34, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Psalm 46, God's a safe place to hide, ready to help when we need him. We stand fearless then at the cliff edge of doom, courageous in sea storm and earthquake, before the rush and roar of oceans, the tremors that shift mountains. God fights for us. God of angel armies protects us. Psalm 62, trust in him at all times. Oh, people, pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Psalm 118, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. Psalm 18, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. Psalm 62, he's solid rock under my feet, breathing room for my soul, an impregnable castle. I'm set for life. One poet writes, God is my refuge, a retreat for my soul, where life and its pressures cannot take their toll. His wings watch over me, a shelter they provide whenever I am weary, a perfect place to hide. He will protect me. I will not be harmed, for he has me encased in his everlasting arms. God is my refuge, a safe harbor to which I flee when I'm being tossed upon the storms. out at sea. When I need strength for the troubles I get in, I always turn to the Lord, my refuge from within. And that's all this morning. The reminder of that, the simple word that is this: the Lord is your refuge. For you that feel oppressed this morning, trapped, some of you may be even, in fact, on the cliff edge of doom. The oceans are roaring. The mountains are trembling before you. Listen to me today. The Lord, He is your refuge. And that's good news. It's comforting. It's encouraging. The reality, though, sometimes it doesn't make us feel any better. Because the bad stuff still happens. The pain comes. And if we're honest, though the thought of a refuge for us during those times sounds good, our preference is for our lives to be exempt from those things. We want a life free from pain. A refuge for our pain, during our pain, oh, that's good. But Pastor, how about preaching for us today? We'll have no pain. Because that's the life we really want. We want families that never have struggles. Children who always obey and behave. A body that stays healthy, never breaks down. Relationships that are easy and uncomplicated. Work that's absent of stress and worry. We want a life with no turmoil. We want a life with no trouble. We want no storms, no wind, no waves, not in our life. And some of us this morning, we understand that. Pastor, great, in my trouble, God's my refuge. That's awesome. But really, Pastor, the really, 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 really good news, the great encouragement message this morning would be the one where you tell me that because of God, I'm never going to have any trouble. I'm never going to have any suffering. I'm never going to have any turmoil. There's never going to be a storm in my life. Watch this, a place of refuge. It's not a place that denotes the absence of suffering. In fact, when you think of a refuge, maybe a walled fortress. When does the walled fortress seem so appealing? Is it not when the enemy troops may be gathering all around? The refuge has its validity then because it's the place of safety and security within those walls. Or maybe it's a lighthouse out on the ocean, waves crashing all around it. But this is the beauty of the refuge, the lighthouse, immovable. And inside there, no matter the waves crashing up against that house, there's safety, there's security. The psalmist, he probably thought of a cave, shelter from the elements. A hiding place from the enemy. See, a place of refuge, understand this morning, it's not the absence of suffering. It's instead a place of rest and safety and peace, even in the middle of the suffering. In the sheltered cave, there may be a storm raging outside, but you can rest safe and secure, dry, maybe warmed by a fire, safe from the elements. Being in the lighthouse doesn't change the tidal wave of trouble that beats against that lighthouse. But inside that lighthouse, you can lay your head down and rest, knowing that you are in an immovable place. You're safe. You're secure. And in that walled fortress, there may be enemies outside the gates. There may not be. It doesn't matter whether the enemies are there or not. You know that within the walls, there's safety. There's security. there's protection. See, refuge has nothing to do with what's going on outside. It has everything to do where you hide yourself and how you find protection for yourself and safety and security in that place for yourself. In John 16, Jesus says this, "In this world you will have trouble." Some of us this morning, God's my refuge, and immediately, I'm not sure about that, Pastor, because let me tell you all the trouble I'm going through. But the refuge has nothing to do with the trouble. Jesus said we're going to have trouble. Listen, this morning, we could speak of the glories of heaven that is your destiny. We could speak of the promises of Scripture that is your destiny, the yes and amen spoken by Jesus. The reality, if we're preachers of all the gospel, all the truth, I would share with you as well your destiny according to Jesus. It's trouble. You're going to have trouble. It has nothing to do with God not being your refuge. God is your refuge and your strength in the midst of the trouble that you find yourself in. Choosing God as your refuge, it doesn't mean the struggles will cease or even, in fact, that they'll lessen in intensity. What it does mean is that in the midst of the storm, the thunder, the lightning, the earth giving way, the oceans roaring, the mountains trembling, what it means, God is your refuge. And in the midst of that, you can be at rest and at peace, even though the storms are swirling all around you. Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." And just prior to saying that, he shares with his disciples why he would say that, "So that in me you may have peace." Peace. Because you're never going to have trouble. That's not what Jesus says. Peace, because in the midst of your trouble, I'll be your refuge. Me, the one who's overcome the world. You will find peace, not because there's no trouble going on around you. You will find peace because of me and in me, because I am the one that has overcome the world. Dear believer, dear sister, dear brother, this morning, can I encourage you? Can I challenge you this morning? Stop looking for the peace that comes on the other side of your problem. Learn what it is to walk a more than conqueror child of God that is peace for you right in the middle of the storm, right in the middle of your difficulty. But Pastor, this is going on. That's going on. And I say to you, it doesn't matter, because of Jesus. Right now, you can experience peace that passes all understanding. You don't need peace when the trial is over. You need peace right now. And here's the good news. Jesus promises you a right now peace. Right now, comfort. Right now, encouragement. Right now, strength for your soul. Let me take you back to Psalm 91 and put it to you this way this morning. When you make God your refuge, you may still face the fowler snare, the deadly pestilence. There may still be for you the terror of night, the arrow that flies by day, the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, the plague that destroys at midday. There may still be for you disease, conflict, terrorism, violence, unrelenting fear, injustice, death, pain, poverty. When you make God your refuge, you'll not necessarily find a life free from all that. You will find instead a life of safety and security and peace and rest, even in the midst of all of that. Do you understand? God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in all our trouble, which we're going to have, which at times is going to be a great kind of trouble. God is our refuge and strength. an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Because God is our refuge and strength. In Him, though the earth give way, though the mountains fall into the sea, even then, even in trouble like that, in Him we are safe. In Him we are secure and can be in perfect peace and that perfect rest. It doesn't matter what's happening in our society today. It doesn't matter the threat of violence, of terrorism, or warfare. Listen to me, believer. You can be at rest today. Make the Lord your refuge. You are safe. It doesn't matter the attack of the enemy in your life. I don't belittle it. I don't be flippant towards it. It doesn't matter the discouragement. It doesn't matter the depression that you're sensing and struggling with because of a mountain that's in your way, a financial obstacle that you can't seem to overcome, a report from the doctor. Listen to me. Make the Lord your refuge, and today you can be safe, at peace, at rest in Him. Our society today, listen, you go turn on the news for 15 minutes. I guarantee you, you will see the storms swirling all around this nation and even this world. Listen, you go out into that world, drive down the streets, step into the high school across the way or the middle school down the road, go take a walk downtown Flint, and you'll see the storm swirling all around you. But fear not, brother. Sister, you make the Lord your refuge. Listen to me. Your financial problem, you make the Lord your refuge. You can be at peace today, whether or not your financial problem is solved. Your sickness today, listen to me, believer, you can be at rest today. Hey, be at rest today. Know the peace of God today in your heart. Regardless the sickness, regardless what the doctor has said or not said, listen, the turmoil in your home, listen to me, you can be at rest today. You can know His peace that passes understanding. You can know God is your strength. God is your refuge. Back to Psalm 91. One more thing before we move on. I want you to see, as it relates to God, our refuge, it's so simple, yet in preparing for the message this morning, maybe the thing that blessed my heart, encouraged my spirit the most. Here it is. You take refuge in God, you have this assurance. You are never alone. We know that, don't we? It's so simple. You make God your refuge. You're resting in Him. Of course you're not alone. You're finding your safety and security in Him, your peace in Him. Of course you're not alone. I know it, and so do you. But again, it was as if it was a brand new realization for me, especially in light of how Psalm 91 expresses it. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Do you see it? If you make God your refuge, you're dwelling in the shelter of the Most High, and here it is, and you're resting in the shadow of the Almighty. My shadow is right there. It's right there. The storm that assails you, listen. If you're in the shadow of the Almighty, you're right there and He's right here. You are, we know that. We don't need Psalm 91 to know He's God that never leaves us or forsakes us. But isn't it beautiful? The shadow of the Almighty. If I'm there, God's right here. Through the financial difficulty, through the physical ailment, through the stress of the workplace, through the chaos of the family struggle. If I'm there, I've made God my refuge. I'm there in His shadow. Then He's right here with me. My shadow only falls where I am. And so does God's. If you're in his shadow, you are not alone, because God is there. If his shadow is there, he's there. And know then the wonderful implications of that. One author writes, full heat of troubles, bearing down hard, heavy. It's a struggle at times to keep trudging through it all. Pressure and stress can seem as stifling as a hot afternoon summer sun. Yet God whispers truth strong and sure. Walk in my shadow, up close to my side. It's in the safe place that brings confidence. For when we're resting in God's shadow, we will never face the full heat of our difficulties. He shelters from that pain. His shade, his shadow diminishes what is actually felt in the intensity of all the heat. Rest, peace, and calm rise up strong right in the struggling mess of life. And we're assured he's with us. And we're assured he's in control. And we're assured he is our refuge. So this morning, know what it is to make God your refuge. Second, let me help you this morning in getting there and making him your refuge. How do we do that? That's a good question, isn't it? How do we make God to be our refuge? What is it? Just a moment of prayer? We say, God, I need you to be my refuge. How does that play? God's our refuge. That's great, Pastor. But how do I get there? How do I get in the shadow of the Almighty? I think that's a good question. In the context of Psalm 34, we read it just a moment ago. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. If we have any inclination to be blessed by the Lord, according to Psalm 34, it would be good for us then to answer that question and to understand better how to make God our refuge. Just a couple minutes here, track with me. I think this is pretty good and will help us today. It's interesting, as you read through the Psalms, instead of considering statements of each verse, sort of random and disconnected thoughts, instead of that, connect them. Watch how this helps us in answering that question. How do I make God my refuge? Psalm 36, verse 7. Both high and low among men find refuge in the shadow of your wings. God, our refuge, a place of refuge. This is good, no matter your place in society, no matter your position in society. Aren't you glad for that? You or I, we may never be invited to the table of presidents or kings, but we are invited to the place that is the shadow of his wings, the shelter of his arms. We're invited to make him to be our refuge, and that's good. Now then, hold on to that thought. Carry that thought with you as you read verse 8. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delights. That's finding joy in God. That's delighting in God. It's finding joy in God's goodness. It's finding joy in all that God has for us. So instead of disconnected, we connect. Here you go. Both high and low among men find refuge in the shadow of your wings. And who is it that's finding refuge? It's they who feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delights. You see what it is to take refuge in God, how we do that. We feast on the abundance. We drink from his river of delights. We take joy in God and all that he has for us. We take joy in the goodness of God. That's how you get yourself to the place of him as your refuge. Another, Psalm 16, keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. But we connect, we hold on to that thought, we carry it with us through verse 2. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. You're my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. What does it take to make God to be your refuge? What does it take to get to the place of refuge? How do we get there? We determine that it really is true. Apart from the Lord, we have no good thing. All my good, all my joy, it's in God Himself. We read this one a moment ago, Psalm 34, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Again, not separated, not disconnected thoughts, but a together thought. Who is it that's blessed? It's the one who takes refuge. And who is it that's taking refuge in God? It's the one who's tasting and seeing that God is good. Psalm 64 and verse 10. Let the righteous rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in Him. Let all the upright in heart praise Him. Now it's rejoicing in the Lord that's linked with us making Him to be our refuge. The end of the verse, our praise as well. Again, we could relate it to Psalm 36. It's delighting in God. It's rejoicing in God. It's praising God. Psalm 70. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I've made the Sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds, not disconnected, but connected. Who is it that finds refuge in God? It's the one who determines it's good to be near God. My joy, my heart, my passion is for the Lord and for His presence. I choose His presence every single time. I don't want just what's good. I don't want what looks good. I don't want what seems to be good for my life. I want His presence. And if His presence leads me to the wilderness, I'll go to the wilderness because I want His presence. If His presence leads me to the barren place, I'll go to the barren place because I want His presence above anything and everything else. That's the one who finds refuge in God. That's the one who takes refuge in the Lord. That's what it means. That's how we do that. One more, Psalm 142. I cry to you, O Lord. I say you're my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. I make God to be my portion. That's my inheritance. That's my prized possession, my all-satisfying treasure, the thing that I value above any and everything else, it's Him. The thing that I desire above anything and everything else, it's Him. The thing that I seek above anything and everything else, it's Him. In Matthew 13, Jesus tells the parable, the hidden treasure and the pearl of great price. It's the story of a man and a merchant. When one found the hidden treasure, he sold all that he had so that he could have it. And when the other found the pearl of great price, he did the same. Jesus says the kingdom is just like that. Making God our refuge is to make God the thing we would sell everything else to have. The thing that we would let go of. The everything we would let go of. To simply be able to take hold of Him. So from the Psalms, we get a picture of what one does to make God their refuge. They find joy in the Lord. They delight in the Lord. The greatest good for them is to simply be near God. They taste and see that God's good and that apart from Him, they have no good thing. They rejoice in the Lord. They praise the Lord. Do you see? To make God your refuge, it's to make Him your everything. It's to have your heart consumed by Him and Him alone. It's to find your joy in life, your fulfillment in life, your contentment, your satisfaction, your pleasure in life. It's to find it all in Him and even in Him only. Listen quickly by way of an example. If your joy in life is money, if your joy in life is stuff, when the money runs out, so will your joy. When the stuff is gone, your joy will be too. You'll be in trouble. You'll feel threatened. There'll be anxiousness, worry, panic, because the thing that gives me joy, my money and my stuff, is gone. But if your joy is in the Lord, If your heart is consumed not by getting more stuff, but by getting more of Him, if your contentment in life, your pleasure in life, it's not in money or things that money can buy, but rather in Him. When the economy crashes, when the stock market fails, when your stuff is gone and your money too, what's going to happen to you? Well, because you've made God your refuge, you'll be safe and secure, at rest, in peace. You'll be blessed, feasting on the abundance, delighting in His goodness. You'll be praising Jesus. That's what you'll be doing. That's what will happen to you when the economy fails. You'll be finding your way to the sanctuary of God to praise His name forever and ever. You'll be standing fearless at the cliff edge of doom, courageous in sea storm and earthquake. If I make God my refuge, if I make Him my everything, make my life to be consumed by Him, find my joy, my reason for living and for being, always and only in Him, there is nothing that can threaten me. So this morning, and we'll finish here, we understand what it is, God, our refuge. We see how we make Him our refuge. And that's leads us to this. It's what happens to us when we do make Him our refuge. The message this morning, sort of the what? God's refuge, what exactly does that mean? And it's the how. How do we make God to be our refuge? How do we take refuge in Him? And we could say it then this way this morning, it's the why. God's our refuge. Why would you want, why would you need to take refuge in Him? Call it the motivation this morning to hear the word of the Lord, to take full advantage of the invitation from God's Spirit this morning to make Him to be your refuge. If you're not sure that you want to, or you're not sure that you need to, listen to me this morning. We just alluded to it. In the refuge that is God, there's nothing that can threaten me. There's nothing that can harm me. With God as my refuge, I can live safe and secure, blessed, even despite the intensity of the storm surrounding me. Very quickly this morning as we finish, back to Psalm 91, the beginning. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge. And then what happens? Verse 3. Surely He will save you. He will cover you with His feathers. Verse 5. You will not fear. If you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm, verse 10, will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you. They will lift you up in their hands so that you'll not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. Salvation. That's why you want to make Him your refuge. It's a fearless life that He offers to you when you make Him to be your refuge. You will not fear no matter what. It's safe and secure when you make God to be your refuge. No harm will befall you, no disaster, because His angels will be guarding you in all your ways. And then the rest. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue Him. And still more, I'll protect Him, for He acknowledges my name. And still more, He'll call upon me, I'll answer, I'll be with Him in trouble. Not done yet. I'll deliver Him. Still more, I'll honor Him. Verse 16, with long life will I satisfy Him. And finally, I'll show Him my salvation. Why do you want God to be your refuge this morning? Because He'll rescue you. He'll protect you. He'll answer you when you call. He'll be with you. He'll deliver you. He'll honor you. He'll satisfy you. Listen to me this morning. Simply put, you will not be disappointed. in making God your refuge, not ever. And verse 16, he will show you his salvation. You'll get a front row seat of all that God can do, a front row seat to his miracle working power. You'll see, you'll experience, because it'll be for you, because you'll have made God to be your refuge. One writes this: the truth is, this world has been dark and dangerous for generations, since sin first entered the earth at the first hiss of the enemy's lies. But God is our refuge. We may not always see it or feel it. We might forget it's there at times, or even wonder if he's left us to fend for ourselves in the heat of hard situations of life. But God's protection is real. He can't forget us or ignore us. If we belong to him, his love is too great to ever leave us on our own. In whatever troubles we face today, God is the place of refuge we can run to. He is our safe place. Sometimes, maybe unintentionally, in the busyness or difficulties of living, we might strive to survive on our own. We forget that what we need most, God's protection and the comfort of his presence, are freely available to those who love him and walk under his covering. Don't ever doubt it. God works on behalf of those who love him and honor his name. He is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. I love the song. It says simply this: a refuge for the poor, a shelter from the storm. This is our God. He will wipe away your tears and return your wasted years. This is our God. A father to the orphan, a healer to the broken, and he brings peace to our madness and comfort in our sadness. Oh, this is our God. A fountain for the thirsty, a lover for the lonely. He brings glory to the humble and crowns for the faithful. This is our God. I leave you with this. Isaiah 25 and verse 4. You have been a refuge, a place of safety for the poor and needy in times of trouble. Brutal enemies pounded us like heavy rain or the heat of the sun at noon. But you were our shelter. Those wild foreigners struck like scorching desert heat. But you were like a cloud protecting us from the sun. I love this. You kept our enemies from singing songs of victory. So the good word, the encouraging word, the simple word for today: God is your refuge. And that as well, I believe it truly with all my heart, the invitation from the Lord to you and to me this morning. He invites you today. He invites me today to make him to be our refuge, to run to him, to trust in him, to taste and see that he is good, that he is our rock, that he is our fortress, that he is our deliverer, a most safe place for you and for me to hide. He invites you this morning to make him your refuge, to let him take and shield thee, to let him be like a cloud that protects you from the scorching sun. He invites you this morning to make him your refuge so that he can keep your enemies from singing songs of victory and give you instead one of salvation and deliverance. The Lord is our refuge. Father, this morning I pray for each of us in this room. Truly, only you know the difficulties that we're going through. Only you know the storms, the struggle that's assailing us even in this hour. Only you know what it's doing to our heart, what it's doing to our mind. So no wonder then, because you do know all that, you invite us today to make you to be our refuge. Church, listen to me this morning. I believe it's the word of the Lord for you today. Your struggle, you speak that to him. Lord, there's sickness, there's financial trouble, there's The enemy is attacking me. I've fallen. I failed. Temptation, sin, messed up. I'm ashamed, guilt-ridden. Don't know if I love Jesus even anymore. Don't know if there's place for me in the kingdom. I don't know. You, whatever it is, you know it's in your heart. Listen to the word of the Lord this morning. He invites you to make him to be your refuge. Run to him this morning. Find safety in him, security in him. He'll save you, deliver you, rescue you. He'll answer you as you call. He'll be with you. Where his shadow is, he is. You can trust in that. Make him to be your refuge this morning. Do you do that? Do you do that? Then listen to me, brother. Listen to me, sister. There is nothing that can threaten or harm you. Listen to me. I speak peace into your life. In the name of Jesus, worry, anxiousness, defeat, discouragement, depression, intimidation, guilt, shame, condemnation, you must go in the name of the Lord. Because my brother has made God to be their refuge. My sister has made God to be their refuge. And though the storm rages outside of us, within, because we made him to be our refuge, there's safety and security. And we are at peace and at rest. We make God to be our refuge this morning. Holy Spirit, softly, tenderly, speak peace through this room. Safety. My brother, you're safe. You're safe. My brother, listen to me. What, your enemy's going to beat God? No, your enemy's not going to defeat the Lord. You're in his shadow. That means God's there with you. You're safe, my brother. Relax. My sister, be at peace and at rest. You're safe. You're secure. Because you're resting in the shadow of the Almighty. Did you hear me? The shadow of the Almighty. The Almighty walks with you. You're safe. Be at rest. Like Jesus, may you fall asleep in the middle of that storm. Because you know the Almighty, his shadow encompasses you. Holy Spirit, probably easy for us to feel that here, but some of us are about to walk back right into the problem or the difficulty. We'll leave here and we'll be right back in the muck and the mire. May we not forget what we heard here today. And no matter where we go today or where this week takes us, it will be a rest that we know. A peace that we know, a safety and a security that we know, because we have made God our refuge. In Jesus' name. I just feel led this morning. We're done. God bless you when you go. But don't leave if you don't feel that sense of peace and rest, because I believe God wants to speak it into your heart today.